Joshua, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Joshua, the video game sector is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, and having risen from hobbyists to pretty much multi-billion dollar companies in only a few decades, just how popular and profitable has the video game industry become?
It's really transformed into one of the fastest growing sectors of the economy around the world. And some of these companies, they really did start as people creating games in their bedrooms and, you know, in their garage. And it has turned into a billion-dollar industry where companies have hundreds and thousands of employees. So it really has transitioned quite significantly since the 90s when the trends first kind of started to pick up.
And just how pervasive are video game addictions?
So for most people who play games, they won't get addicted to the game. They'll play it, they'll have a good time, and they'll be able to moderate the amount of time they play a game, and they'll be able to, I guess, resist the urge to consistently play the game regardless of what's happening in their life. But for a very small minority, like the estimates are in the single-digit percentages, there will be a group of people who, like gambling addiction and like drug and alcohol addiction, will not be able to resist the urge to consistently play because they'll develop what has been classified now as disease, a kind of a psychological pull towards continuing to play regardless of how it affects their life. And addiction is really that. It's when it starts to impact on your personal life, your social life, your employment, and it really changes the way you live your life, and it stops you from making active decisions that are for your own best interest because you're kind of psychologically pulled in this direction.
And well, is there some sort of technique? Video game industries, do they use some sort of technique to encourage addiction in consumers?
Yeah, so what's happened in the last 10 years has been the rise of mobile gaming. So people have had games on their phones that they've been able to take everywhere with them. And with that has come video game companies who are trying to get people more addicted to games than ever before. And so what they're finding is if they can get you addicted, you know, in that 2 or 3 minutes while you're waiting for the bus, then they can kind of hook you in and get a lot of money out of you. And so video game companies, some of the biggest actually, are using techniques from the casino industry and from traditional gambling platforms. Things like what are called hard and soft gates, which basically means when you lose the game, a pop-up will appear that says, do you want to pay a dollar to keep playing? Or do you want to wait for an hour? And a lot of people will say, well, I don't want to wait for an hour. Let me just pay the dollar now. But what happens is with ramping up difficulty as you play the game, you'll constantly be asked for money. And you'll have to start paying in more and more and more. And that mechanic is exactly the same as a pokie machine. And so that's one of the main mechanics. Another thing is that they actually have been inspired a lot by pokie machines, the kind of the modern mobile games. And they use the scrolling features of a pokie machine. They use the kind of bright colors and sounds, which are actually, you know, it sounds funny, but even that is a way to reward us psychologically at very small incremental stages. And that's what they want to do. They want you to have a reward almost every second that you play the game, you know, in your mind. So what that sets up is kind of an addictive mechanism where you want to keep playing to receive that reward and to receive, dopamine stimulation, which is the same thing that happens when you go and gamble in a casino and you get that kind of the constant bright lights, the constant sounds of rewards, the constant atmosphere is really specifically designed for psychological addiction, and the same techniques and the same patterns are being used by game development companies.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking to Joshua Crook from the University of Adelaide about video game addiction. And now, Joshua, the World Health Organization recently listed gaming addiction as a pathological mental health condition. This classification has been met with a bit of criticism by the industry. Do you think it's justified?
I think it is justified. I think it's important to note that it doesn't apply to a lot of people, but it's the same kind of thing as a gambling addiction or even a shopping addiction. Psychologists have known for a really long time now, for decades actually, that people can have behavioral addictions. It's not just drugs and alcohol that can make people